Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to The Drew Barrymore Show ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Show with me at the desk. He's the crackle to my roaring fire. It's Ross Matthews.
Hello. Hi, everybody. Hi.
Today, we are doing a special edition of Drew's News to honor New York's bravest. The New York Fire Department defines the spirit of the city, of any city it's in, serving with courage, honor, and valor. And today, New York City firefighter Darren Grant from Squad 18 is here. Hi, Darren.
Hello, Darren.
Thank you so much for being here, Darren.
Thank you for having me.
How long have you been a firefighter now?
So I've been a firefighter 9 years now.
And before that, you were in the Navy?
Before that, I was in the Navy for 9 years, so yeah.
What makes you want to take care of everybody the way you do?
Yeah. I'm just passionate about helping people. It's always been something that's motivated me.
That's just innately in you, taking care of people.
Okay.
Amazing.
What gives you the courage to do the things you have to do in order to protect people?
So the funny part is, in the moment, I don't think about a lot of the dangers that are happening at the time. It's probably not till afterwards that you realize, like, whoa, that was close.
You're so amazing. Well, we are at the news desk here. Would you like to do some stories with us?
Sure,
because
I'd love
we actually
to.
Have some themed stories just for today.
Absolutely.
All right, here we go.
All right, fire it up.
Fired up. LA Weekly has revealed the top six of the sexiest profession. Guess what number one was?
A firefighter.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Top choice. 39% of women admitting to feeling the heat at the mere thought of a firefighter. And their reasoning is that firefighters put their lives on the line every day to protect people. Why do you think women respond to this? Although I feel like I should ask your fiance who's here, actually.
She is here.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, George.
Can I ask, what is your name?
Janine.
Hi.
Was a firefighter a symbol of sexiness to you before you met him?
So it's funny, I never have thought about it, but everyone I meet that I tell he's a firefighter, that's the first thing they say. They're just like, I love firefighters. We love to watch them. So now I know he's a sex symbol, but I didn't know before.
Yeah, but it's true. Like, women really love firefighters.
It's not just women. I have a burning question. You have to be hot to be a firefighter, or you just get hotter when you become one? How does it work?
So, as a firefighter, we actually have no idea. Like, we don't know where these 39% of women are, because we never get to meet them. That 39%, they're more than welcome to the firehouse.
Watch, like, a weird, like, movement, and women just start showing up in droves at the firehouse now that you've invited them.
Whoa.
Okay, good. Well, you know what? Fantastic. Ross, your story.
Well, speaking of hot firefighters, everybody take a seat for this one, because the Daily Beast reports the New York Fire Department has extinguished its steamy calendar.
Boo.
I don't you get this? These calendars are such a big deal.
Absolutely. Well, the FDNY Foundation debuted the calendar in 2003 as an all-male calendar, and in 2014, women were added into the mix, and more than 100 firefighters would try out every year for the 12 spots, only 12 months in a year. Question.
Yes.
Would you try out?
I actually have a story about trying out.
Oh.
So, a few years ago, I had this amazing dream that I was gonna be in the calendar, and a friend of mine that I was working with at the time, he's like, we should start to train. And we trained for months, and we got to the audition, and we realized that the guys that were there, and we were like, we're not ready for this.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Where is that room?
Maybe we should be sending the 39% of women there,
yes.
Right? To that day.
Well, I will say, they said they are extinguishing the calendar unless there's popular demand to bring it back. So make your voices heard.
It's for a great cause. Exactly. Yeah.
The Fire Foundation is an awesome organization. They do a lot for firefighters throughout the city.
And the money goes to that.
Yes. Yes.
All right, well, let your voices be heard.
Yeah,
bring the calendar back.
Yes.
Bring it back. Next up, the Washington Post reports that after a local blaze in her neighborhood, a 12-year-old girl invented an early detection device for fire. Shauna Gill took action and created a tool that uses thermal imaging to identify when a heat source, such as a gas burner, is left unattended for 10 minutes. Oh. So she won the top prize at the Thermo Fisher Scientific Junior Innovators Challenge.
Wow.
Darren, I mean, is this a game changer compared to a traditional smoke alarm?
Absolutely.
It is.
Yes, it is. And it's all in the name of safety, and whether it's life or property, it's all what fire service is about. And the fact that at that age, that's what she was thinking about, it's amazing.
Thank you.
What I was thinking about at 12.
Right?
Nor was I.
Well, at 12, you were a fire starter, weren't you?
Oh, my gosh. By the way, you are on fire today, Rossi, and I'm here for it. Well, Darren, since you're here, I thought you and Ross maybe could see what it's like to put on a full fireman suit.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of hot firefighters, it's about time. Can you turn me into one?
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got the suits here and the human-sized bears across the studio. Those are doubling as people. Whoever gets the suit on and retrieves the bears and then...
Wait, how do I do it?
Ring the bell at the desk first wins.
Okay. Hold on. We have little outfits here.
Well, good luck.
Yeah. Okay. Here, will you come out here?
Oh, yeah, sure.
We got a fire. Hold on. Help me. Oh. Right? No. Am I doing it backwards?
Yes.
How did I put it on backwards?
Just okay. Go grab a bear.
Ready? Come here. I'm in. Go, go, go. Come with me. We got you.
Darren, when we come back, we're going to find out what happens when a firefighter is the one who needs to be rescued. This is a really meaningful segment. There's actually going to be a reuniting and a surprise. So I'm going to like whisper, we'll be right back.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Okay. Welcome back. Our next guest is a hero and one of New York's bravest who's dedicated the last three decades of his life to being a firefighter. But have you ever wondered, like, who our heroes call when they're in distress? Today, he's here to share his survival story after suffering a heart attack one day after battling a fire. I have so many questions. Please welcome New York City firefighter Mark Anderson.
Hi.
Mark.
Hi.
Okay. So.
Hey, New York.
We have been really excited to do this segment with you. Okay. And this is such an important story.
So I was working, and we went to a relatively small fire in the project. It was like some rubbish burning in a hallway on maybe the 16th floor or so. My responsibility at this fire was to go up to the roof and ventilate.
It's so crazy, because everything you're saying, my insides are like, run, run, run! But you're like, no, that's a small fire, and we go to it. You're so brave, I can't even handle it.
So I take the elevator up to the floor below, like we normally do, and I take the stairs up to the 22nd floor, ventilate, they put the fire out, come back downstairs, go back to the firehouse. It was probably 2 o'clock in the morning or so. So went to lay down and get some rest. And I don't believe I fell asleep. I felt uncomfortable, so I got up. I walked into the locker room, and then I got hit in the chest with a terrible pain.
And what was the pain? Can you describe it?
It felt like a pizza-sized...
Like a personal pan pizza,
right, yeah,
or like...
Yeah, not a 12-inch...
Okay.
Like a personal pan-sized pizza area of, like, very intense pressure. It wasn't like a pinpoint area. It felt like a big area. It felt like a giant vice grip.
Okay.
And I tried to walk it off. I stretched and took some deep breaths.
Right.
And, you know, did all of that. And then 10 minutes later, it was gone.
Okay.
Completely gone.
Then like, what happened?
Aside from that momentary feeling of panic, I was like, all right, I'm going to get some more rest.
Okay, you know, I'm having a panic attack listening. Keep going.
Woke up the next day. I was, you know, still working. I worked the entire day. I felt good. I even went into the gym and worked out a little bit. I got off duty at 6. I had a really early morning the next day, so I went home, and I went to bed probably around 9 o'clock.
And you live with your woman, your partner.
Yeah, my girlfriend.
And she is a nurse.
No, she's a radiological tech.
But she works in
the medical... She works in a hospital.
Yes, okay, good.
Yes. So about 10:30, I wake up feeling uncomfortable again. I walked into the living room, and then I got hit with that same pain.
Oh, gosh.
So I said, what did I do yesterday to make this go away? You know, so
stretch.
I did the same thing, stretch and take deep breaths. And after 10 minutes, I'm like, it's not stopping. So I go and I wake up my girlfriend. I said, please do me a favor. Take my blood pressure because I'm having this really bad chest pain.
Mm-hmm.
And she left the room. She came back with a handful of aspirin. She said, chew these up. I chewed them up. She took my blood pressure, which was fine.
Fine.
It was like 120 over 80.
Yeah, I always have the best blood pressure ever.
And
so it's not an indicator, is what we're saying.
Not at that
here.
Moment. No, it definitely wasn't. But I was still going through it. I was still feeling that pain, that depression. I was like, glad the blood pressure was good, but
something's still wrong.
And she said, I'm calling 911. They came lightning fast. I mean, I pulled on a pair of sweatpants and I heard the ambulance outside. Go out to the ambulance.
Thank you, New York EMTs.
Yes. Yeah, they were awesome.
Did they do an EKG on you?
The paramedics came a few minutes later.
Okay.
And they said, you know, we're going to put you on the EKG so that we know what's going on.
Okay, and?
And he put me on EKG, and as soon as the printout came out, he looked, he said, this is no good. You're having a heart attack. Let's go. Took off to the hospital.
So those paramedics saved your life?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, what would have happened if they had not been there?
I don't know, but I probably wouldn't be sitting here talking to you right now.
Have you ever seen them again?
No, I haven't. I really haven't. The level of care I got from them was awesome, was outstanding. And although I was terrified, I never felt like this is it. This might be it. This might be my last moments. I never felt that panic.
Really?
I just felt like,
Do you think they made you feel calmer?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I felt like I was in really good hands. I felt like they got me.
Huge art.
Yeah.
They saved your life.
They did.
This is amazing.
Yeah, and they were communicative with me, totally professional. They knew exactly what they were doing. They were fast. They didn't waste any time. They didn't ask any unnecessary questions or anything like that. They were just like, all right, this is what's going on. All right, we got you. Let's go.
Well, I looked up who they were, and I was wondering if you wanted to send them a message, considering you guys haven't crossed paths.
Yeah,
since
absolutely.
Then.
I mean, I, from the bottom of my heart, I thank them so much for their professionalism and for taking care of me.
Okay, know? So their names are Raymond Gonzalez nice. And John Pangle.
Okay.
And if it's okay with you, we wanted to maybe record a message that we could send to them.
Yeah.
Are you up for that?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here we go. You could do it into either that camera.
So,
getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
John, Raymond and John, you know, you guys, you know, were there for me at a time where, you know.
You know what? Let's just tell them in person, because they're here.
Are they really?
Yes. Raymond and John.
What's up, guys? Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Oh, John and Raymond, I just cannot thank you enough for saving his life.
Yeah, yeah, thank you.
I mean, what amazes me is that you guys literally could be the difference between life and death, and then you get sort of, you drift apart, then you guys don't get to come back together the same way, and so we wanted to be that full circle for you and say thank you for everything that you do. And I do think this story is very important. Not everybody's, you know, got a girlfriend who lives at home, who works in a hospital, who would know what to do. Like, you guys are, you know, as professional as it gets in the life-saving category, and yet you're mortals who have to save your own lives.
Absolutely. You know, it's always about taking care of yourself. Going to the doctor, monitoring your blood pressure on a regular basis, especially if you have like a strenuous job, and then just not ignoring the obvious signs. Sometimes the obvious signs are something that you might experience on a daily basis and think like, oh, I just have a little bit of indigestion. But if it just came out of nowhere, then just pay attention to it.
Mark, please say whatever you're gonna say.
It's interesting, the turnaround. I've, you know, worked with paramedics and EMTs, so a real turn of events to be the one on the stretcher getting pulled into the ambulance. But, you know, again, I never felt like I wasn't in good hands. I mean, I can't thank you enough, you know.
You know, we encounter so many patients on a daily basis, and the outcome is not always as positive. But in this situation, even kind of like into the call, we didn't even know he was a firefighter initially. You know,
really?
We find out he was a firefighter
while
en route to the hospital.
Oh, yeah.
What does that do for your psychology, can I ask?
Firefighters are heroes, right? And they save people every day. They are there in your time of need. And it's just nice that, you know, we are able to help in his time of need. So,
yeah, thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah, yeah.
It's definitely a little more special when it's a coworker.
Yeah.
You know?
I understand that. I think so many people have so much more in common than we give ourselves credit for sometimes, just how much we're so utterly connected. Mm-hmm. And I think we want to take care of each other. We want to protect each other. But I think you all, the three of you, do it on a much bigger, deeper level because you live your life doing that. And I'm so enamored.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car or a house. It's the four wheels that get you where you're going and the four walls that welcome you home. When you combine auto and home insurance with Amica, we'll help protect it all. And the more you cover, the more you can save. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
John, you guys actually have New York City's first female fire commissioner, Laura Kavanaugh.
So honored to meet you. I wanted to give you two a proclamation, just a special thank you for saving one of our own, if you don't mind.
Thank you.
You said he acted like it's no big deal when he was talking about the fire, and our firefighters do that. Same thing with our medics. They'll just be like, oh, I saved someone's life today. It's just another day at work. So it's so special what they do, and to them, it's just an everyday thing.
Do you ever get to come back around and see them again occasionally?
Very rarely.
Very rarely. You know. I'm glad because we heard your guys' story, and we just were like, can we get in there to celebrate everything that you guys do? And actually, our friends at Paw Patrol, we know Paw Patrol, we watch it, and they want to honor your service, so they're going to donate $20,000 to the FDNY Foundation in each of your names. And they also want to donate $10,000 worth of Paw Patrol toys to the FDNY's Foundation Annual Toy Drive. I've always liked Paw Patrol, but I'm never gonna look at them the same way after being a part of this segment, and I thank them because we're not able to do that as a show. They're the ones who enable us to, and I'm very grateful because we wanted to say thank you again and again, and this was another way of doing so.
Thank you.
For everything that you've done. Thank you. Thank you so much, Julie. The first female fire commissioner. How does that feel?
It's pretty fun. They make my job easy, as you can see. What they do every day is incredible, so I get
How did you get work. Into the line of work you're in?
Someone asked me to go to the fire department, and I said, you know, of course. And I was there about 10 years, and then Mayor Adams appointed me last year as the first female commissioner.
Congratulations. So. Julie. Well, thank you, Mark, Ray, John and Commissioner Kavanaugh, thank you truly for everything that you do, and thank you for illuminating us with your humanity, your story, and, you know, some of those wisdoms of to pay attention to ourselves.
Absolutely. Gotta listen to your body.
Yes. Thank you, thank you. Because honestly, we make this show for you, so just take it with you.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
This is Sarah.
And this is Beth.
And we are Pantsuit Politics.
a podcast where we take a different approach to the news.
We talk about news, we talk about politics, but we also talk about parenting and travel and pop culture and how all of that affects how we understand the world.
We're really different people. Sometimes you'll hear us agree and sometimes not. We think that's where the fun is. We laugh and learn together and with all of you twice a week, every week.
Pantsuit Politics is about engaging with each other and the news without the anxiety and the frustration.
We hope you'll join our conversation every Tuesday and Friday because politics doesn't have to be exhausting. Our listeners tell us it's like time spent with your good friends who did their homework.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast. I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, what can people expect on the podcast?
The extended moments, for sure.
Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
I use the internet.